tonight. It'll be here at 8 o'clock.
I didn't see any signs. Are there signs up anywhere?
There's somebody that's like,
oh, there are, okay. So, yeah, so that will be live for whoever's here, and not just people in the shooter, if anybody else. we'll also have it on Zoom. I guess we'll figure out how to set that up, right? Yeah. And I want to thank Usher for organizing and, okay. So we discussed Kinyan Dvarim B'Alma. Again, it's part of a massive topic, but at least we touched on it sufficiently that we know what the range is and that it's a very nuanced topic. And now I want to speak a little bit about Kinyan Sudar as a, kind of a natural, source for something which would be in the middle between Kinyan Gomor, let's say, and Kinyan Dvarim. And again, we already indicated that we've already spoke about the Rambam in Perikei Hilchos Mechira. We'll get back to that. That's a very central source. The Rambam in Hilchos Mechira explains that the word Kinyan, refers typically to Kinyan Sudar. That together with the fact that Kinyan Sudar is more, universal, that it, applies to Karka, and to Metalkalin. On the other hand, it's on neither the list of Karka nor the list of Metalkalin. These are things that we pointed to already. Plus, the sugya of Kinyan Dvarim initially focuses on Behusha Kono Miyado. Many of the challenging examples that seem to defy the rule that there is no Kinyan Dvarim, Kinyan on Dvarim, are cases of Sudar. Again, a couple of them are also cases of Shtar, but again, many of them are Kinyan Sudar. As we noted, the Rambam in Perikei also has a Shtar case, when he's trying to exemplify, the mistake, I guess, that, that people make in two opposite directions, right? Either assuming that they need a Kinyan or assuming that a Kinyan will work in various circumstances. Again, mostly he's talking about Kinyan Sudar, with the exception of Shtar. So when you take all of this, even before you start examining like the mechanics of Kinyan Sudar, if you just were exposed to these, I don't remember what I just rattled off, five different things, it's already certainly at minimum food for thought that maybe this is a different kind of a kid, and that it isn't on any particular list, but it applies to everything. It is equivalent to the word or the meaning of Kinyan, etc. People make mistakes about it, but mistakes, that seem to have like a certain, pattern, having to do with Kinyan Dvarim, that all this is because it's not your typical, Maisa Kinyan, not for Karka, not for Metaltalin. It's almost, irrelevant what it is that you're acquiring, because mostly you're focusing, inwardly on simply the commitment, the Gemira's Das that you are making. So if you just had all this evidence alone, that would, I think, point in this direction. But of course, it's not mukhrach, and not everybody holds that way. What we're going to try to show is that there are quite a few Rishonim who definitely, seem to go in this direction. And some of the shittas are pretty dramatic. And again, at the same time, there are Rishonim who disagree in all cases. And it's for Rishonim who disagree, basically we're, faced with, analyzing, that disagreement. It could be they disagree because they think the Kinyan Sudar is, mostly a typical Kinyan, even if it doesn't look like it. Maybe it's you know, more ubiquitous, more effective. You know, they may not even deny, you know, that it has something to do with the, with its character and so on. But at the end of the day, they still think that mostly it's a typical opinion. Or they may argue with certain applications that we'll discuss because they think, you know, that the issues in question, you know, are just not resolved by the discrepancy between Kinyan Sudar and Shar Kinyanim. In other words, they don't deny the discrepancy or the gap. They argue whether or not the, you know, solution to particular problems is sufficiently accomplished, you know, by that gap, or whether the problems are greater. You know, Mashal Amad Davar Doma, you know, we just talked again about Kinyan Devarim. We're talking about, you know, whether the problem of Kinyan Devarim, for example, is identical. You know, it isn't necessarily the same, but it does have the identical, let's say, effect as things like Davar Shein Lo Bal Yolam, Davar Shein Lo Kitzba, you know, etc. Right, we're saying that according to the Rimigash and Avkuf Mem Omedes and Kuf Mem Ches, right, who, you know, thinks that, you know, Divrei Shchimira Kiksubin Ukim Mesurin Dami is just a substitute for, you know, for a Kinyan. But in the end of the day, you know, it's Ki'ilu Asa Kinyan. But in the end of the day, if a Kinyan is not going to help you, then, you know, Shkimira is not going to help you either. And therefore, he says, like, if it's a Davar Shein Bo Kitzba, Davar Shein Lo Bal Yolam, right, things like that, you know, Shkimira is not going to help you much. On the other hand, when it comes to Kinyan Devarim Bialma, it seems like the Rimigash or Yitol, it seems like the Rimigash thinks that Shkimira is superior, you know, to Kinyan. So, and other Rishonim call him out on that and disagree. So, you know, that's just a good example where everybody agrees that Divrei Shchemira Kiksuvin Kimasurin is qualitatively, you know, distinctive. The question is, does it solve all problems or only some problems? And then the question becomes not, you know, only how different, you know, is, you know, or are two different types of kinyanim or two modes of kinyanim, but also what, you know, level of difference is required, right, to solve, you know, the problem, you know, that we're contending with, whether it's, you know, Dvar Bialma or Dvar Shobal Yolam, etc. So, for example, when it comes to Kinyan Sudar, for example, that's a great, you know, example. The, you know, whatever Kinyan Sudar accomplishes are things that it can't accomplish. That maybe is exactly what our Gemara is saying. Maybe the Hava Mina was, the Ushu Kavim Yado, that in addition to everything else that we've discussed about Shutfus and so on, maybe the Gemara originally thought that, you know, Dapka Kinyan Sudar could solve this problem. And the answer is that it doesn't. Typically, we don't think Kinyan Sudar, you know, solves the problem of Davar Shelo Bal Yolam or Davar She'ein Bo Kitzva, and in the end of the day, we don't think it solves the problem of Kinyan Devarim Bialma, you know, either. That doesn't mean it can't solve, you know, certain other problems, like the, you know, divide between Karka and Metaltalin, right? And other differences, you know, as well. So, what I'm just trying to highlight is that, you know, when we analyze the effectiveness of Kinyan Sudar and its character, you know, the extent to which it's a typical or atypical Kinyan, we also have to analyze two different things, two more things. One is, how atypical is it? Is it only atypical, you know, because it's less of a Maisa Kinyan Begufa Davar, or is it because it's a Kinyan of Gemira's Das? Like, how far does that difference, does that discrepancy go? And secondly, when we're applying it to different kinds of topics, which we're going to in a minute, you know, Kedel Shokon, Kedel Shemakne, Katan, the relationship to shtar, the requirement of ede kiyum, the problem of kolsa kinyano, the problem of kinyan shelo b'fanav. You know, when you apply it to all those types of issues and more, can you transfer a chov? Like we touched on, you know, the issue of mechiras chovos. I believe Tani helped us out a couple, I think it was sometime last week. We're talking about shibra guf of Rabbeinu Tam. Right, a mocher shtar chov l'chaver of chazer machal machal. So, you know, can you transfer a chov? Is there such a thing as mechiras chovos? You know, through kinyanim, d'oraisa, d'rabanan, very, very difficult. Very difficult to accomplish that, because a chov, you know, is lahotzanit. No, it's not a tangible thing. Therefore, it's not so kinyanable as a real chafza be'en. So that's why, you know, we talk about ksiba mesira or osios nikdas b'mesira, maybe agav. You know, how can you, if you can, how do you transfer chov? What about kinyan sudar? Right. There are some, you know, Rishonim who kind of did suggest that maybe Davar Shlo Bali Olam might be, you know, different if it's Kinyan Sudar, or at least, you know, something like Situmta. When Situmta works, does Kinyan Sudar work? Situmta is Derech, you know, HaMochrim. So these are some of the issues and some of the questions, you know, that that need to be looked at. How typical or different, or we call it atypical, is kinyan sudar? Where do you draw the line in that atypical status? And which issues, you know, are dependent upon, like davar shlo bali olam or chov? Do they depend on? Are they not nitan lekinyan because there's no bailus, or they're not nitfas in kinyanim? Or is it really just a problem of, like, the Maisa Kinyan? You can't make a Maisa Kinyan on Davar Shlo Bali Olam, or Davar Shebo Kitzvah, or a Chob, which is Lahot Sanyit. Now, you know, those other issues that are extremely consequential in figuring out, you know, whether there are exceptions or not. Okay, so the place to start is probably always the Sugya in Bab Metzia, on Daf Mem Zayin. Akiva, mine? And that's, of course, the discussion of Rav and Levi. What's the context there?
Whether whose tale you use.
Yeah, so of course the Kinyan Sudar, also a question whether Kinyan Sudar is Zaraisa, what's the source of Kinyan Sudar? Yeah, the pasuk in Rus, Shalaf Ishnalo, right? The Nasan Lareyehu, in the Kinyan, you know, Boaz. So, the question is again, there are some who think that that is all only a Dindra Abanan. Most Rishonim seem to hold that it's Daraisa. Either way, the question is who gave the Kli to who, right? Yeah, Kiva?
Should I start from the beginning or from that?
Just from Bamei Kohanim. Isn't that, where do you want to start from?
What is it? Okay, I can start from Bamei Kohanim, Rav.
Well, I'm just curious. Yeah, about this question. Okay, what do you mean, you want to start later and then go back?
No.
You're in the Kore Lamapreya. I'm okay with that. Okay. There's more than one way to do it. Okay. So let's start from, let's just go straight. Bamei Kohanim.
Bamei Kohanim, Rav Avraham b'Kelav Shal Kona, Demiuchale, Lekona, Lahavi Makne Kona, Vihiche, Delei Gemar, Delei Pneile.
Yeah.
So.
Delei Amar.
Delei Amar.
We're going to go back to this in a second. I just want to get the sweep of the Gemara first. B'Kelav Shal. Okay, that sounds a little foreboding, right? At least to me. What do you mean, could the Bina Lamei Mar come on? Where do you find that in a Gemara? Right? I don't know. I guess you have to get on the computer, but Like, where do you find that? That the Gemara right off quotes a machlokes, it gives an explanation for one shita, and then in the other one it says kid the beinam lemeimar kav lekaman, like, you know, don't jump on me yet, well, you know, just be patient. Wow. Okay. Why do we need to be patient, Akiva? Because we're saying something sensational, seemingly sensational. Right? I mean, that's a clue. Could it be Ino Lamemer? Come on. You know, you explained one shita and you left the other one. You know, don't get too upset. Right? So we're going to have to see, like, how sensational is it and whether the explanation neutralizes the, you know, the... that's just a linguistic point. Okay. It's also just very shocking, right? Bamekoni, bamekoni. And of course, you can understand why it's seemingly sensational. Rav said bekelav shalkona. Again, we'll get to the explanations in a minute. But Rav said kelav shalkona. That's not something that, you know, is so shocking, right? Of course, it should be kelav shalkona because, you know, it's a quid pro quo, right? You know, you get something, so you got to give up something. So the it should be the Caleb shall call. The Kona acquires, and therefore it should be his kli, which is being, you know, which is the vehicle for the Kenyan. Correct? Now, what's more surprising, and we'll get back to it, so the explanation is good or not? The one that didn't need to be in on the Meimar, come on. The Nichale, the Kona, really have a Makna Kona, Kiechid, the Ligmar, good? You can just tell me for a moment, we're going to get back to it, but just, you know, good?
No, I didn't understand. Why shouldn't it be nicha for the kone if the makne is kone something also?
Quid quo? Quid pro quo.
And why should I call it any more gemura stas?
Well, you're assuming that it's gemura stas. I'm just saying, it sounds like, I mean, put it this way. So let's just, you know, to make it, we're going to do, this is a drive-by, so, and a very big topic, but you know, Kelev Shel Kona is not controversial, per se, right? Because, you know, that's typical in any time I acquire something, I give something up, right? So if it's an exchange, if there are two, you know, things involved. But if you ask me, what I would say is that, I mean, again, you're already ahead of the game, so you're saying, like, you know, what do you need that for Gemir's Das? Because you're assuming that the Kenyan is Gemir's Das. No, but the first thing to say, to note is, before you get there, no, you're totally right, but is that this is a very, what to say, verbose explanation. I mean, there are a lot of words here. I would have just said quid pro quo. Okay. Three words. Okay. So how long does it take to, probably in Aramaic, you can either do it in two or four. Okay, listen to this. You know, denichale, that's why I read it that way, lakona, they'll have a makna kona, kihecha the ligmar velikniley. Right? It's a very, you know, it's a very long, run-on, complex, you know, sentence. Right? So there's a reason for that, obviously. Just like there's a reason for a kid to be in on the memar to come up. So we'll get back to it. And I think, you know, your question is good, but you're just, your problem is that you're just ahead of the game, you know? Like, the rest of us aren't there yet, you know. So, you know, good for you, but, you know, if you want to be a good educator, you have to bring us along.
Even if it's not your staffs or whatever it is, but it's not, certainly not like they're doing some sort of bartering.
You're saying if it were, so tell me if I'm wrong, but, like, if you're saying if this were a barter or an exchange, you know, then we don't need so many words. We could just say, you give, you get. Right? You give, you get. You have to say that with an accent, or you could say quid pro quo. Right? Or you could say a barter or an exchange. But if you say you give, you get, you have to say it a little bit more. You know what I'm saying? So so you're saying, no, what's all this, like, you know, nichale, have a makne kone, kihecha de ligmar velikniley. There's something much more going on here, which is my way of saying it's very, very overly verbose. The Gemara is over formulating, but not really. We're going to see that it's the, like it always is. You know, it's the perfect length, perfect you know, language. We'll get back to it in one more second. So all I'm saying is the typical expected barter or exchange idea, you know, which could have been said with brevity, is passed over for, you know, this circumlocution, you know, which, you know, leaves us scratching our head a little bit. You agree with that? Okay. I think we're saying the same thing. I say you were just like, you know, you're already there. So Levi said, "Bekele shalmakna." That's just shocking because, you know, what does that mean? You know, he uses, you know, he has to give his own object in order to send away some other object, right? That there's no barter or exchange there. That's for sure. Okay, good. Amalei Rav Huna. So some of this is going to get sorted out, right? Mide sakart. Go ahead. What does that mean? It sounds like that it's like you have a, you know, you're being kona the karka, agav, the glima, the shirt or whatever it is, right? In king, what does that mean? What's he saying? You're trying to, let's say, acquire karka. Let's say through, so you give a pen or a handkerchief to the other guy, and by means of that exchange, what happens? He acquires your pen or your handkerchief, or whatever it is, and he also acquires your piece of land. We don't have to be talking about karka here, in terms of what you're, but it could be karka because, as we noted, Kinyan Suda works for everything, practically, right? Yeah. Just not, you know, for Karka Metalkalin. So, in Cain, the Gemara says, like it's a perfect Shakavatari almost, right? In Cain. The Gemara is saying, like, that can't be. This isn't exchange. It sounds like it's the closest, the Gemara is saying, the closest thing we can come up with is what? Kinyan, what Kinyan?
It's
a reverse agav. It's agav, but it's a reverse agav. The Gemara says, there's no such thing. We know of agav. Where do we know of agav from? Where's that sugya? Anybody know? Where?
In Ksubos.
Okay. I mean, the main sugya is in Kiddushin. You know, it's all over the place. You have agavs, but the main sugya is the sugya in Kiddushin. But, so there is something called a kinyan, a metaltalin agav karka, but there's no kinyan karka agav metaltalin, right? I mean, how agav exactly works is a question, obviously. It's also a very challenging, interesting type of kinyan. Also debate whether it's drabanan or daraisa. You know, is there a din of tzivurin? That's a sugya in Kiddushin. What's it, kabab, chabzayin, right? But agav is an interesting thing. But agav, this is reverse agav. That's what the Gemara says. Imkain, hakakani ara agav glima imkain. Go ahead. This is just they're formalizing the question, right? Havalehu, havalei. Go ahead. Right. Meaning, there's a reason agav works the way it does, or the direction that it does. And there's no such thing as reverse agav. So, like, what is this? It looks like the tsura of reverse agav, you know, but there's no such thing. Right. So, oh, what does the Gemara say? Pulsa de nura. What is that? Like, you throw him a party? What is that? Okay, you don't have to detail what pulsa de nura. Meaning that's like a very strong rebuke, correct? Like, you know, terrible svara. That's what he said, right? Got that completely wrong. That's, you know, zrok mara b'talmidim, you know? Okay. Yeah, misavras, go ahead.
Misavras glima maknele? He's not making kingdom on the glima.
You think the glima is a kind of reverse agav, and that's what's happening here? No. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, no, the Kamakavan Mine, don't worry about acting.
And that's the what we would be the beinon lemeimer b'kaman. That's what we waited for. Bahi ana de kamakabel minei gamar ve'aknilei. What does that mean? Well, it's, first of all, it's not, I would say this, ironically, right? And or maybe not ironically, certainly not coincidentally. It's not as verbose as the seemingly easier, you know, Kelo Shel Kone explanation, right? Or to explain, right? This sounds like, if you just take it at face value, that we're not, it's ridiculous, we're not talking about reverse agav, mister. We're talking about, what does it sound like?
I mean, he gets hana from the fact that the Lokiach.
Yeah, an exchange of hana, but you would think that that's, I'm just saying superficially first thoughts. Again, you're going to be ahead of us, so, you know, right. You're very much zeroing in on the Gomar B'Aknilei part. And you're totally right, as I say, that's the way to read it. According to certainly Rambam and the Rishonim that we're focusing on. I don't mean to dispute you at all. I'm just trying to, you know, as I say, make it clear what's going on, you know, what you could have what other people think is going on, etc. So this is much shorter. You also still have the Gomar B'Akni here, but at least you could get the impression that, you know, what seems, and that's the irony, is that, you know, what seems to be the difficult shita is actually formulated a little bit more succinctly, right? And you could say, oh, the pshat is that there's an exchange, there's a barter. What's the barter with? How could there be barter if both chafatzim, right, come from the mocher? The answer is, it's the hana. So what do we find such a phenomenon? Kiva? Sure. Yeah. Where in Kiddushin, where?
The case is where a woman gives, so that's, she's...
What's it called?
Adam
Chashuv, excellent. Except that that's only by Adam Chashuv, right? What happens? Tain Nemana, no, sorry, you know, what is it? How does it go? Tain, no. Tol Mana or something by Padash and Yilach? How does it go? The one on Zion. Who has it? What is it? Helach Mana. Sorry. Yeah, Helach Mana of Padash and Yilach, is that it? Helach mana v'kadosh anilach mekudeshes v'hi ana. So how's it go? Read it. Kyle, go ahead. Kyle Moshe. What's that? You have it at Zayin Amud Aleph in Kedusha. Right?
Yeah. So up there, everyone has it.
What's up there?
It was a sphere. Helach mana v'kadosh anilach mekudeshes. We didn't have it tonight.
No. Eved Kenani is a different story. There's Arev, there's Eved Kenani, there's Mishum Shneim, and then there's Adam Chashuv. You have four interesting cases on Zion Amud Aleph. I mean, there are probably more cases, but those are the four, right? But Helach Mani, but Mana, Ba'akadesh, Ani, Lach, that's Mekudeshes Midin? Yeah, is it there? What? Yeah, keep going. Oh. Okay. So that's called Kinyan Adam Chashuv. Again, we talked, you know, the other day. We were talking about Arev. Remember, because I was talking about the Rambam and the Rif's view, the Rambam in Perikid Aleph, Hilchos Mechira, Alochot Tazvav. You know, his chayv was seemingly bali kinyan, which sometimes works, midin arev, right? So I was talking about, you know, how does that work? Like, what is that? Because the Gemara says in Kufayin Hayamud Beis, you know, that arev works by hiyana, right? Otherwise it would be a problem of asmakta. By hiyana, that the guy listens to me, that he takes me seriously, that he extends a loan on my say-so, right? So that's something to do with Arev. The only thing is, we weren't sure. Is that just how to neutralize the asmachta? But Arev is really like a lova, a second lova, the main lova, the secondary lova, whatever it is, or not. We're not sure how to read a lot of these Gemaras. Right? Similarly, that's a debate. when the Gemara says Mikudashas Midinarev on Dav Zayin, right, Tain Mana Laploni Bakadesh Anilach, right, that's Midinarev, correct? So again, some Rishonim, including the Rambam, say that the Kiddushin is with the Hana. Other Rishonim think that it's not. It's with the Kesef. So there's a whole literature, Adabra Layach L'Shilton, Rekod L'Fanai, can you be Mekadesh with Hana? Can you do Kinyanim in general with Hana? So the question of Arev, the question of Hei Nadvar Manikim Bamira, also sounds like a Hana Gemara, but they're not necessarily all the same. Some of them are direct, like Hana is Kesef, and in other cases, the Hana is a Mitzaref, we'll see in a moment, the Hana is, something that neutralizes Asmachta. So, again, this is one of those Gemaras, if you like listing them. This is one of those Gemaras, right? But it's one of those Gemaras in the sense that we're not 100% sure what it is. You could say, and there are those who do say, that this is basically Kesef. So that means that Kalipin, or Sudar, is kind of Kesef. It's an exchange. Okay. The problem with interpreting this way is that the Gemara in Kiddushin is Saman and Adam Kashuk. Right? Right? Does that apply automatically, right, to other things? Pash does not. So if you look at the Rishonim Alatar, we'll get to them in just a second. I believe the Ritva, if anybody can call that up. The Rishonim asked this question. Anybody have it? I don't think I gave it a look up. Again, I don't want to get bogged down, so I just gave you the skeleton. Yeah, go ahead. We don't have it in our printed Tosis, but this is the Ritva you were doing, yeah. Right? Well, if this is Bidin Hayyana, it's patterned after the Gemara in Kiddushin, it should be limited to Adam Chashu. Go ahead. It's not so. This applies to everybody, anybody. Yeah, why do we care? We have all sorts of rules when it comes to chalipin, right? In the end of the day, it's not what you give, it's the fact that he deigns, right, D-E-I-G-N, to receive it. Right? It's the whoa. He went along. So who cares whether it's Matveya or Peros, right? Shouldn't make a difference. Go ahead. Meaning, if Levi's telling you that the exchange of the Heftza, Hanikne, for Hana works, then certainly the actual exchange with the chayfets, meaning Kalev Shel Kona, should work. And that is a debate in the Rishonim, whether or not Levi says also Kalev Shel Makna, or Levi says Dafka Kalev Shel Makna. The Ritva is assuming that it's Dafka Kalev Shel Makna, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Our Tosis here, doesn't have this whole thing, but Kalev Shel Makna, Tosis says Dafka Kalev Shel Makna, right below the Kalev Shel Kona. Right, be Levi Savar Ema Ben Nasa Kalipin Bechin Peri Hani Tam De Boy Anas Kabbalas Davar Chashu. That's a way to answer that problem. Dumi Denal Velo Matbeo Peri. It's not, it's cape. It's not anything that he receives. Right. So this is an issue. These are the issues that come up. There clearly is a group of Rishonim that simply understands that what Levi is saying is that the Hana is the barter, is the exchange. The Hana is Kesef, essentially. We'll see the language of the Raivad in a couple of minutes, at least the one in the Chassavadim in Perikav Tess, where the Raivad uses the expression, Kinyan, Hariyoki Kesef, you know, or Kinyan Arayka Kesef L'chol Dvarav, you know, probably based on these kind of readings. Either way, let's just finish, because this is what Akiva wanted to start with, I think, right? Ketanoi? Bezos Lefanim B'Yisrael. Go ahead. Ala Ge'ula V'Ala Tmura.
Okay.
Then we might as well just take in one more line. Tana.
Tana. Konin b'kli. Afal pi shalim bo shal suta.
Okay. And then the Gemara says kli, but not peiri. And that kind of, you know, the other kind of stuff. Okay. That's a fascinating halacha. The din of konin b'kli. Afal pi shalim bo shal suta. And that, if you look on the side, it says kiddushin. The Gemara refers to the Gemara in Kiddushin. Actually, it appears earlier in Kiddushin also. That's the Sugya in Kiddushin. Did I bring Kiddushin? I did. Kind of like that. Surprised myself. And that's also on the Sugya on Daf Gimel. What does the Sugya say on Daf Gimel in Kiddushin? The Gemara says... that sokadait chamina holu gomar kicha kicha miste efron mas de efron mikne bechalipin, right? Af ishanami mekanya bechalipin kamash malon, that it's not true. So the Gemara here says on Gimel Amud Aleph in Kiddushin that isha is not nikneis bekinyan chalipin. Isha nikneis the Gimel derachim, right? Bekesef bishtar ubedia, right? So, what about chalipin? So the havamina was chalipin. Interesting. Why was there such a havamina? Right? It could be two explanations. Right, Gabe? Two explanations? Why did the Gemara think that Isha was nicknamed the chalipin? Okay, that's a fair answer. Okay. What do you think? What would recommend? I mean, we have psukim. You can't just. I mean, kiddusha isha isn't just. You know, it's not a. It's not something, you know, that's, you know, so easily accomplished. We're talking about becoming an eshes ish. You know, we learn kesef from kicha kicha miste Ephron or from alma ibria. We learn shtar from the yatsa v'haisa. We learn kiddusha bia, the third one, the main one. In the psukim from Kikach Ish Isha Uva'ala, you just can't, you know, say, oh, maybe the Gemara has a Havamina about Chuppah. Okay, Chuppah, you know, we can understand maybe where that comes from, right? Because that's an Isha's thing. But why would there even be a Havamina that Chalipin would work?
I guess you could say that maybe it depends on the earlier Machlokes that we have in Ben Messiah. You say that. If I guess it's more of a Kona kind of transactional.
If it's
a Kona versus like Machne transaction.
Okay, I'm saying, but where you still need a, you need to, for something to work in Kiddushin, you know, even more so than in regular Dine Mamanus, you know, it has to, you need a strong, compelling, you know, source or explanation. Okay, could be what you're saying is correct. It's based on things that we've said. Right, otherwise I wouldn't.
Or from like Boaz, from that exact.
Okay, no. Oh, I see. Yeah, but Boaz, it was more like the commitment. It wasn't the kiddushin, right?
But those not the same.
I mean, Boaz became, you know, the Boaz issue is, you know, who's going to be the goel, mm-hmm. You know, and so on. So I hear that. But what did we just say about chalipin? In Bab Metzia, which we're going back to in a second. Let's say that, you know, what we've said is basically there are two, you know, at least one that we're pursuing before we you know, before we conclude that the other one maybe is more compelling, and that is what we're talking about. It's a kind of an exchange, right? Bahiyana, or if it's Kelev Shel Kona, there's a barter, there's an exchange. If it's Kelev Shel Makne, and you take it literally, Bahiyana, so there's an exchange, just not with the object, with the, you know, with the Hana, right? So it's like Rakod Lefanai, something like that. So, in other words, what you could say is this is the equivalent of Kiddushei Kesef. Not that, you know, you don't need another makar, it is a form of, I just mentioned, the Rav we'll see inside in a minute. The Rav says, you know, Kinyan Areu Kesef. So, if it really, really is, then that should be okay. Right? But if that's the case, then the problem shifts to Yahow. So why doesn't it work? The Gemara says it doesn't work. Right. So, the Gemara says Eima Hachanami, like, yeah. Why not? So the answer is Chalip and Isnayu B'pachus Mishava Pruta, the Isha B'pachus Mishava Pruta, and here there are, of course, famously two Girsos, right? Either Lo Makanya, which is Tosas Girso, or Lo Makanya Nafsha, right, which is Rashi. Rashi says Dignai Hula Ukach Batal Al Torah Chalip in the Kiddushin Vafila Beklishiyesh Bashava Pruta Diyoy Blashon Chalip and Adiyoy Blab Torah Slashon Kinyan Okicha Okiddushin. And Tosas thinks that you don't have that Girsa. If you did, says Tosas, then it sounds like, you know, Mechila would work, or lack of Kepeda. He starts quoting, I don't know how many of you learned Kiddusha, but, you know, Banta de Rav Yanai, you know, they had a very high self-image, you know, so they felt that they shouldn't be miskadshos just with a pruta, you know, so or only a tirka, but the dinra. So Tosas gets into the whole thing. But the point is, we'll get back to the Rashi Tosas in just a second, the answer. But so, okay, so Gabe, so one answer is, like, it's very, very strange that the Gemara would have a Havavina, that something as formalistic and, you know, source requiring as Kiddushin, you know, will you just be able to say, maybe Kiddushin, maybe Chalipin. But if Chalipin is Kesef, or kind of Kesef, or form of Kesef, right, then that certainly makes sense. I say, then it switches the onus, you know, to the other side. We'll get back to that in just a second. There's another possibility. What's the other possibility?
It's more like a Makne side.
I wouldn't even say that. What I would say, based on what we said before, which is, it's interesting to note, Tovia?
Like the universality of Kinyan Sudar.
Correct. It's interesting to note that Kinyan Sudar works for Karka and for Batalta, and that it's on the list of neither. And both of those things are very, very significant. Because maybe the way the halacha, you know, is set up, dafka things, as I think I mentioned the other day, even kesef might be different between karka and metalfa. In that, you know, kesef, karka, mamon, or moos, you know, metalfa, with nafkamina. So, you know, if Kinyan Sudar works across the board, and it's not on the list, because it isn't then, it happens to work for Karka, and it happens to work for Metalkalit, maybe the real point is it's like, it's a universal Kinyan. Okay. So if it's a universal Kinyan, could it even work for Kiddusha? Maybe. So those are two points. But then the answer of the Gemara looms very, very large, and that is, so if you hold like Rashi, it sounds like, I don't think you have to interpret this way, we'll just keep it simple for today. The Isha B'pachos Mishava Pruta L'makanya Nafsha in Kiddushin I'm talking about. So Rashi says, Dignai Hula Hilkach Batal Torah Chalipin B'Kiddushin. Of course, the problem is, so let's say you gave her a Chalipin with a Kli Shishava Pruta, right? No, but the fact that, so that actually there are some Rishonim, Tosas Rid, who discuss whether it would actually be enough Kamina. But the simple pshat is what Rashi says, which is Afilu Klishi Eshba Shavapruta Iyoiv Balashon Chalipin Hadiyoy b'toris lashem kinyan o kiko kiddusha. It's insulting. It's undignified. It's undignified by virtue of the fact. It's the same chalipin whether yesh or ain shava pruta, and therefore even if yesh shava pruta, it can be worth a lot of money. But in the end of the day, the derech of chalipin is a mode of kinyan, which kind of is undignified because it could be less than a pruta. So that's why Tosis, it sounds like, but otherwise, Khalipin is in the mix.
Right?
Now, of course, Tosis says, what if you're Mochel, or you're Makabel, or if you're Bante de Rabiana, you're not, whatever. Tosis, therefore, doesn't like the gear. So obviously, Rashi, doesn't have to, relate to the specific case. You can objectify the need for a dignified or respectful derech hakiddush. So that isn't such a terrible thing. But either way, Tosis's response is very interesting. Tosis raises this issue. Here. 1 second. Tosis says, how come Lod Kasha, Kivin Tzokadai Tachasha Lamigmar Kinyane Isha Mikinyane Sada Imkain Isha Nami Tikni B'chazaka? Tosa says, what? How come the Gemara na Hamavina? Like we said before. But Tosa has a third answer. Okay, not the universal kinyan, and not the fact that this is Hanah, and therefore it's Kesef. Tosa says, maybe, since Kesef is derived, Kichon Kichon, to stay Ephron, so maybe the Hamavina was that everything that works for a Sada works for an Isha. Tosa says, but if that's the question, how come we're not asking about Chazaka? Ba'od lekaman boy b'shtar minolon, my boy ligmar misada. Right? If the Gemara's hava means that whatever works for real estate works for isha, right? That puts other Gemara's out of whack. L'chein nir l'rbeinu tam de garsina pakam de shabrit lo mekanya lo garis namsha de lo bekpeit etal yavilsa. I don't think for Rashi either, actually, more objectified, but whatever. Basically, Tosa says the Havamina was, this is kind of, not that anything that works for Sada works for Isha. That's how he understands others. He has problems with that. Not that it's a universal kinyan, per se, which would solve his problems, by the way. But rather, this is Kesef. The Havamina is it's Kesef. Or Kein Kesef Dikra. Sheesh Bem Shava Bruta. And the Havamino would be only if there was a Shabbaprutta, by the way. Okay? So what's the answer? Vachi Parusha, Emachanami, Shatikni Shabbakalipin Kishyesh, Ba'usam Kalipin Shabbaprutta, Kain Kesef, Tikra, Femishtar, Shaykh Shabbaprutta, Dain Sorchi, Yishvashtar Prutta, right? Kasoli Surya Noz Kasher, Aval, Kalipin Shabbaprutta, Doma the Kesef, Mishani, what's the answer? Kalipin Isnai, Bapakim Shabbaprutta, Dim Kain, not like Rashi. Einam mitam kesef el kinyan achar hu, meaning the havamina and the maskana in kiddushin, and this line about isnayu b'pachas mi pruta, right, is that's the Rubicon, right? That's what determines, are we looking at chalipin as a form of kesef, or chalipin is some other, doesn't describe what it is, some other kinyan. So we're saying Chalipin Ishnayim Pachas B'Shavar Pruta, that indicates it isn't Kesef, and since it isn't Kesef, it's not a candidate anymore. Of course, we don't know what it is, okay? But at least we knew that we thought it was Kesef. Good. The Ran here in Kiddushin says that, no. The Havamina was that when it comes to a kli, right, then even if something is not a pruta, it might work for kiddushin. towards Kesef. Because a Kli has a certain kind of functionality, right? And the Maskana is, no. Even a Kli needs a real Prut. That's the Ram. That's, of course, connected to the... Those who were here when we learned Shavuot some years ago, we did the Rajba, right? That's a suffix of the Rajba in Shavuos, in the beginning of Shavuos Hadayanim. Right, the Rajba has that discussion, right? Whether a Kli, which is less than a Pruta, can be a, you know, can work where you need a Pruta. Right, the Mishnah says in Hazav, you know, Chamisha Pruto Ein, Pruto Ein. Right, you know, there are five transactions that require a pruta, or five categories. Ain't kokin, you know, ledin bepokus mishava pruta, and of course kesef kiddushin and shtei kesef, you know, the hodah, a bunch of things that require a pruta. So the Rajba is basically mistapek whether a kli she'ein bo shava pruta. It still has the status of ki'ilu shavapruta for those dinim. Like, can you have a din Torah on a machat, you know, which is technically worth less than a pruta? And what about being makadosh and isha with it? And so on and so on. Okay. The bigger question, I'm not into the bigger issues right now. I mean, I am, but for our purposes, again, this is a drive-by. What I'm just trying to show is that there are very strong echoes. In the Rishonim, whether it's, you know, how you read this, what was a Hava Mina in Kiddushin? Right. We've now seen three. Right. Or not seen three, but we're discussing three. You know, it's Kesef, it's, that's Tosas, it's, you know, Kinyan Sadeh, right, or it's this idea of universal Kinyan. And what's the Maskan? You know, according to Rashi, it sounds like, well, for technical reasons, you know, this doesn't work. Not fundamental reasons. But Tosas, fundamentally, we're turning 180 degrees. We no longer think it's Kesef. Right? And other Rishonim discuss the problem of Kli and Kesef, whether it's the Ram in his way or the Rajba, you know, in his way. Either way, this Gemara that is quoted here and that is quoted in Bava Metzia and Daf Mem Zayin, namely that Konim B'Kli Avo B'Shem Bo Shava Pruta, you know, turns out to be a very critical Gemara, not only because it is what it precludes, or excludes rather, Kalipin from Kiddushin, but as you can see, there's this massive Machlokas or Rishonim, how to understand what that means in terms of whether Kalipin is a form of Kesef, or at least exchange or barter or something. Right, or it's something, you know, very, very different. And what that very different is, we still don't know. But, yeah. But, of course, you have also here, in terms of the Kiddushin part, the Gemara later on, and Vav Amud Beis, just raising the stakes, we're not going into this, but the Gemara here speaks about being Mekadesh and Isha, with a matana amanas lahatsu. This is vav amud beis in Kiddushin, in this Gemara. Gemara says halach esrog zeh amanas shetachzi reuli. Right, take this esrog, you know, but you know, on condition that you return it to me. That's a matana amanas lahatsu. You're giving it to Isha, in other words, to be mekadesh, not lo, instead of a ring, you know, an esrog. Not bad. Not lo the x zero. By this famous Tshuva Sarajba, you know, when they, we talked about it when we talked about, remember?
Yeah,
Umdana. What? So, Tshuva Sarajba, Hagos Maimunias, but the on the bigger issue, but this famous Tshuva Sarajba, where the guy, the witnesses saw, like, this man go into a room, and then they heard him saying, you know, Hariat Mekudeshesli with the Esrog. Like, he walked in with an Esrog. The question is, you know, whether that they didn't see the Kiddushin, but they, you know, they and then she walked out with the esrog, you know, beaming. I didn't say it was beaming, but you know, So the question is, like, could you be somek on the umdana, you know, or not? Anyways, so I guess, you know, being makaj with an esro was not out of the question, right? V'im lav lo yatsa, yeah. So the Gemara says, elam rabashi bekulu kani, talking about, you know, yeah, the Gemara starts off, om rabah helich mani al menashe taksirei v'mechar lo kana v'isha ena mekudeshes v'pidyon haben ein b'no padui v'truma yatsa yidei nesina v'asas lasas kein shenirik ekoinim sev v'esagronos. Then the Gemara says, "Well, Mika Sava Rava, I should have skipped that. Ika Sava Matana Menas Laksa Shema Matana Afilu Kulanami. Ika Sava Lo Shema Matana Afilu Shema Nami Lo." Meaning, you know, what do you hold about Matana Menas Laksa in general? So the Gemara ends up saying, "Yeah, yeah, Matana Menas Laksa is a, typically a good Kenyan, but Levar Miisha." So the Girsa that we have in our Gemara is Levar Miisha, Lefisha Ein Isha Niknes Bechalipi. Wow, what's a, you know, my Indian Shemitah Itzalar Sina? Like, what does that have to do with anything? Right? What does Isha Eina Niknes Bechalipin have to do with Matana Amanasa Haksa? So the Bali Tosas here say it's all Dindrabana. Right? Vin Tomar, my Dumbo the Chalipin. Inishim the Chalipin Hadri, we'll get to that, that's the Gemara Adarim. Or Bechalipin Gufayu, Amar Bin Adarim. The Parakashutvin Memkasud Beis, the toughest mitvasi. But if you grab it and you don't want to give it back, you know, then you don't have to return it. That's a machlokas. You relieve the lav kalipin who, right? Umidrabanan who the lav of kedusha should derech olam lahachzer kalipin. Bahani kein kalipin damu. Also the member isha nicknames be kalipin hilka kafkin rabanan le kedusha mina. Whatever. Basically, Tosa, this strange comparison that the Gemara has between Matana Manasa Hachzir and Chalipin, the Tosa thinks it's all Dindrabana. However, in the Rambam, it doesn't sound that way at all. Like it's a Dindrabana. Sounds like it's. You know, very, very important fundamental. So that this idea that ein isha nisknes bechalipin, right, is not a small, you know, matter, basically. So what is that comparison? In the Rambam, it sounds like it, this is what the Xos points out, and then, you know, others much later pointed out, you know, even in much greater detail, that the Rambam thinks that there's a requirement in Kiddushin of kesef shel hana. And that's also a root of his view about Arev and Eved Knani and Adam Chashuv and all those issues. But, and then what he's saying is, you know, Kalipin Nisnayu B'Pakas Mishama Pruta and Matano Manas Lahaksir, they have something in common. Right? And that is that they're formal Kesef, but they're not Kesef Shalhana. Okay? Good. Is that all that there is? There might be another idea, especially for the Rambam, or in addition, to help the Rambam, you know, which we'll get back to. Okay, so Bikitsur, the din of Chalipin Isnai B'Pachas Misham Pruta Konim Bikli Apal Pishem B'Sham Pruta, whether that's more of a technical halacha, you know, that every kli is like the equivalent, or a kli has a shem mamon even if it doesn't have a shir Sham Pruta, you know, things of that sort, or it's a way of establishing that Chalipin is totally not Kesef, I mean, these two opposite views, that is a critical machlokas already Rishonim. Certainly that you could read into the Gemara in Bam Metzia. Certainly that Rishonim, you know, understood is part of the Shak Levitarya and Av Gimel regarding Isha Niknes B'Chalipin. And there it's explicit. What was the Havamina and what is the Maskana, the different views. And again, relevant to Baba Middeis, where the Gemara says somehow that whatever we say about Chalipin is also relevant to Matana, Amanas, Lahas. Okay, but well, let's get back to the Baba Metzia for a moment. I just wanted to get that in because that's, again, we're trying to go quickly through this. So now let's go back to the Baba Metzia. So again, what we have here so far is that some Rishonim think that we're dealing with Adam Chashub, according to Kelev Shemakne. There's obviously that's a problem, or the equivalent of Adam Chashub, and that's why the Ritva is troubled. There's also Machlokas, again, whether we say Dafka Kelev Shemakne, the low Kelev Shalkona, or Afilu. Like if you look here at the Os Aleph on Mem Zayin Amud Aleph on the side of the page, they tell you to look at Ayin Tosas Gittin Lamitas on the base. So this is a big machlokas on Rishonim, whether it's Afilu or Kol Shekain or Dafka. If it's Dafka and it's not Midin Adam Chashuv, so then like, what is it? It's not reverse Agav, right? And it also isn't exactly an exchange. So we have to go back to Akiva. Akiva would have saved us a lot of time, right? The first point, which was what I was trying to emphasize about the verbosity of it, like Kalev Shokona is not so simple the way the Gemara formulates it. Dinichale lakona de la have a makna kona kecha de ligmar velikni le. So the other way, I guess, to understand this is to understand that the Ikar Mechayev of Kinyan Sudar is not Kesef, and it's not even like typically, it's not even like a barter or exchange idea at all. It's not maybe it's not even a Maisa Kinyan at all. It's creating a Chalos Kinyan by Gemiras Das, by Gomer Makni. The word Gomer Makni is prominent in both of these, except that typically the institution of Kenyan in Halacha would seem to militate against there being, you know, simply a Kenyan of Gemiras Das. There's a Kenyan of Gemiras Das, and what do we need Kenyanim for? What do we need the Sudar for? And the truth is, as I say, that some Iskai Vios that are binding even without a Kenyan, according to the Rif and the Rambam, and so on and so forth. So, like, what is this? So I think that the answer is that while the Yesod HaKinyan of Kinyan Sudar is Das Makne, or the Das and the Skaya, whatever you want to explain that in a minute, in the end of the day, it only works because of the Kinyan framework that you have devised for it. In other words, you can't just, like, you know, furrow your brow and, like, you know, contemplate, you know, the, you know, implications of committing to a kid. Like, that's not concrete enough. But if you can somehow create, like, an existing Kenyan framework, right, then perhaps your Gemiras Das, you know, can also, you know, serve as a kid. In a way, and that's why I like to put these two topics together, in a way, the topic of Kinyan Dvarim, you know, is really helpful in understanding this. You know, in ironically or curiously, or maybe just obviously, maybe even necessarily, like in both directions, right? Till now we've been explaining that, like, it's just, you know, it's intriguing that the discussions of Kinyan Dvarim, by and large, you know, are about Kinyan Sudar, right? And the fact that we're talking not about a concrete Kinyan, you know, but, you know, about, like, the very, very fine line between, you know, Shibud HaGuf, you know, a legal commitment, as opposed to just a commitment of action, right? And maybe even something that subtly, you know, exists, you know, registers as a Shibud HaGuf, whatever it is that it takes to do that, right? The latest thing we saw was an interesting suggestion of the Ksos that he himself shies a little bit away from, and that the Nesivos rejects even more. Like, you know, if there's no quid pro quo, there's no achrayus, it doesn't express itself. You know, again, they weren't talking about Shtar, but the point is that you know, the idea that, you know, Kinyan Sudar, you know, of all Kinyanim may be able to do this because it isn't a Maisa Begufa Shel Davar, A, and B, because it is maybe a Gomer Makni, you know, type of a Kinyan, you know, is very reasonable. But at the same time, this Sugya of Kinyan Dvarim in some of the more complicated, you know, manifestations of it is kind of a helpful model to explain this Gemara in Bava Metzia. Namely, you know, sometimes the difference between like a promise and a legal commitment, or even a legal commitment, you know, to take action as opposed to like a delayed, you know, legal commitment to ensure that, you know, something happens, you know, sometimes it's a very subtle thing, like a framework, you know, quid pro quo, you know, that establishes that we're not just talking about a promise, you know, bi'alma. And so too, maybe that's exactly what Rav and Levi are about. Although you could be mechalik, and you could be mechalik in either direction, right? In terms of substance, you would think, ah, what's the big deal with Rav? It's like kesa. You know, Levi is really mechudash. Could it be ino lememar l'kamon? You know, or if you really are more impressed with the verbosity, you know, of Levi and of Rav. And the, you know, relatively succinct formulation of Levi might say the opposite. Okay. But either way, you know, what I'd like to suggest is that both of them are trying to explain why it is that this particular Gemira's Das, even though typically Gemira's Das alone, again, as much, you know, as you furrow your brow and you concentrate and you mean it seriously, you need an objective framework or an objective concretization of that Das. And I think that's exactly what Rav and Levi are saying. I mean, Rav uses such a long phrase because that's what he's trying to explain. He's not saying that's an exchange and a barter. What he's saying is, I accomplish Gemiras Das that is legal and concrete, you know, as opposed to a commitment bialma or a makshava bialma, right, by virtue of the fact that there is, you know, a kind of an exchange. The exchange isn't the Kenyan, but the exchange is what allows my commitment to be in a framework, you know, that is a Kenyan framework, not just a Haftacha or even his Chaibus framework. And I think that's the best I can do anyway for what these words mean. D'nichale l'kona, d'lehevim makne kona. I mean, I want to be makne him. Maybe it's a kind of matana manas lahakse, or maybe not. Whatever it is, you know, we'll get back to that. The nichalei lekonde de leheba makne kona. I want him to acquire my pen, not in exchange for that $1 million property that I'm receiving, right? But I want him to have a free and clear, at least formally, kinyan in this handkerchief or pen or whatever it is. Because that, you know, creates the foundation or the framework in which his response, even though it isn't an exchange, right, is now in a legal setting. And Levi, who said Caleb Shalmakna, right, what he's saying is, you know, well, the main thing is that the Makna, right, should be in this framework. So while Rav thinks it's the reciprocity, it's like, you know, the it's the trigger, right? For Levi, it's actually, oh, like we began a makna relationship, you know, with a, you know, kli she'en bo shava pruta or whatever. And now that that's a real concretized hakna, right? Even if it's amanas lahachzir, right? And now in that framework, you know, even gomer makni can be makni because we now have. Is it better to have, you know, the framework of hakna, you know, as the basis for hakna yedei das, Or is it better to have the boomerang, you know, the reciprocity, you know, part of it? Like, oh, I got a pen. You know, I'm in that mode. Or maybe that has something to do with the question of Kol Shekein or whatever, even if we take the Kesef or the Hana. Yeah.
How does the Hana then fit?
So the Hana, I believe, is a Mitzarif. And we do find Hana, in other words, if it wasn't for the Hana, then, like, you know, these would just be two, you know, different, you know, transactions. Yeah, I'm glad you asked me that. Again, like, you know, Misasik b'chalav and barayos, you know, chayiv shekein nem, kind of a thing. In other words, when there's hana, that links these two things together. So, since you could have said, like, oh, okay, fine, there's no framework for Rav, you know, it's the kind of reciprocity or the trigger, you know, for Levi. It's what? You're in Kenyan mode. What do you mean you're in Kenyan mode? You did, you know, a Kenyan to him. What does that have to do with the next Kenyan? What's the relationship between the two? But if there is some Hana, right, so then, you know, that links, you know, I the fact that he, you know, is Makabel is the Mitzvah. That's what I think, you know, is happening. Oh, okay. So, if that's the case, and then the next line is Tana, Kona B'Kliyava Pishen B'Shoma Pruta, meaning, you know, this is not Kesef, this is a Kinyan of Gamar Umakni. As long as there is some sort of a Kinyan, right, mode, whether it's the reciprocity part, you don't need it to work as Kesef, you know, Mechira, not in Karka, not as Moos in Metalkalin. All you need is, you know, to be in a mode or a framework of Hakna, which allows the Gomer Makni to kind of attain that status. Well, that's Kona B'Kli, Afalpi, She'enbo, Shavapruta. But in Kiddushin, that's not going to help you, because Kiddushin requires a Maisa Kinyan. You can't be Makne, you can't be Konan Isha Ayde Gemira Das. Yeah?
How does the relationship between the Maisa and the Gemira Das in Halifin different than our relationship by other Kinyanim? Because if it's a Maisa which demonstrates Gemira Das and other Kinyanim, so is that what we're saying? I mean, that sounds...
I mean, either way, you're not doing a Maisa Kinyan Beguf Hadabar. You're just doing a Maisa Kinyan in the, you're it's almost like, you know, you're doing a Maisa Kinyan in the framework, but you're not doing a Maisa Kinyan in the Davra Nikna.
But in both, a Maisa is what demonstrator is what is going there, what's
that. Right, but I'm saying in the case of Chalipin, it's what lifts it from being, or what, you know, differentiates it from being simply a Machshava Bialma, and establishes you're in Kinyan mode. You're in Kenyan mode because you're reacting to a Kenyan, or you're in Kenyan mode because you're, you know, in that shvunk. You're like, you know, in a pattern of hakna, established by the more classical, typical, you know, hakna. But in the end of the day, the real davar hanikna that we care about, right, is done without a maisa Kenyan at all.
That's in the das, but no maisa is sufficient.
Yeah. That's what, and the explanation is in the Gemara about what the Gomara Makni is. Okay, so it could be this is the machlokas between the Rambam and most of the Ravids, as of course one. So the, you know, in the Rambams, you know, let's look at, you know, Perakei Hosavadim, is where it's talked about non-Jews. Where is that? Avadim Hei. Avadim Hei Dalet, is it? What is it? Hey Gimel? Yeah, who has that? Yeah, go ahead. This, of course, is a kinyan shtar for an eved. Harizi yatzel kenas. Amar lo shelo b'ksav.
Amar lo shelo b'ksav. Harei at den chorin. Harei at shel atnech. Achal pi she'ed ala b'edim v'vezdin. Achal pi she'kanu miyado adayin lo nishtach.
I mean, in Kinyan Sudar, again, it's fascinating that first he just says a dibor bi'alma. That doesn't work. Then he, and that's even the way he formulates it. If the dibor bi'alma is joined with even with a kinyan sudar, afal pi shekanu miyado, adayin lo nishtachrer. She'ina eved yotze lecheiros.
She'ina eved yotze lecheiros, ele bekesef o bishtar u berosh eivarin. Vakosiv v'shefchaso harei at mutaris l'chol adam lo amar
klo. This is not so obvious, but what he's saying is a kinyan sudar, right, does not work for shechrer avad. What does the Rav say?
Says, Omer Avram, Dover zeh in l'chaber, she'a kinyan harei v'kikesef,
the kumsa, the tzigadar and kitten. Oh, so the Raivid is saying, what are you talking about? Just like the Havamina of Tosas on, or Tosas understanding of the Havamina of the Gemara and Dav Gimel Amud Aleph, and like, you know, again, the Ritva about the Adam Chashu. This is, now again, he doesn't say, well, here he does say, Harehu Kikesef. He doesn't say Harehu Kesef, Kikesef, but clearly, this seems to be a very fundamental argument between Rambam and the Raibid. So this is also the Rambam and the Raibid in Perek Chaf Tes, Hilchos Mechira, about Kata. Jonathan, you have that? Simchaleb, you got it? Who has it? Kyle, you have it? Good. Whoever has it. Here we're talking about which kinyanim, ketanim are included or excluded from. Right? One second. Yeah. Halacha tet. V'cheinim kana.
V'cheinim kana miyana katan. Oh, it is the makam of Hazli. Hazubo, olokana.
So in kana miyada katan, kana means, as Rambam himself says, right? Kana means kinyan sudra. The word stam kana means kinyan sudra. Very significant. So kana miyada katan, hiskir makom hamataltalin, skiris makom, because they're both, they want to get out of it. Doesn't work. Look, I mean, the kinyan isn't binding. Right? Now, but the reasoning, of course, is just shocking. She'ein motzim yada katan bedin. Okay. Ein kinyan miyada katan klum. She'a kinyan, go ahead. Very strange lasha. Get back to that in just a second. The Raivid disagree. What does the Raivid say? The first part is about Mechila and Ona, that's not germane to us at the moment. You could skip that about Menei Mechila. Zechena Niomer, Shem Hikna Bekinyan, the next line in the Raivid. If it takes so long, you could read the first line too. It's very important anyway. Okay. Go ahead. Read it, but can't hurt. Omar Avram, Omar Anisha, Katan Eilu Mechila. This has to do with Ona. Question is whether Na Pakos Mi Shtus, is that like Mechila really, or it's like in the range of the price? So Katan doesn't have Mechila, but if it's like a price range, it's not real Mechila. It's more like, you know, that, the Rambam says Pakos Mi Shtus Katan Yodei Betid Masu Matan Shema Petrapas Shenasa Menasa V'Metalpin V'Tardino Kedin Gadol. Pachus mishtus mechila, shtus tachzer ona. Yesral shtus batla mekach. The dinam of ona, as outlined in Perek Hazav, they apply to a katan. So the Ravid says, What are you talking about? Pachas mishtas is midin mechila. A katan doesn't have a mechila, right? So that's an interesting question. Do we mean literally pachas mishtas mechila, or do we mean that like that's kind of the range that, you know, there's no specific price. Within a sixth, that's the price. That's what we mean by mechila. That would apply to a katan too. Okay. That's not for us. The chen ani omer shem hikne b'kinyan kanu. If a katan is makan, you have it there.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Here he says a little differently than what he said in Ochos Avadim. He said a kinyan kikasef. Here it's a kinyan lo gara mikasef. Interesting. Then he says behu kasef atzmo. Like, you know. What do you mean, lo gara v'hu kesef atzmo? Right? I mean, obviously, the Ravid is a little bit playing with this, right? Trying to figure out exactly what does it mean. I mean, it's real, it's completely kesef, or wherever kesef works, this works. It's more like barter, not so much value. Like, what is it? That's not for us for now. Okay. Mahu Maisa the Git, in the same one. Nahi Amsa, right? The Shadu Be Marab Kumsa. Same one that he referred to in Ochos Avadim. Vamar Kni Ha Kni Nafshech. Nimsa Shu Kesef Gomer. The Adif Mishar Kesef, the Kone Lagamri. Pchenim Kone Hu Bekinian Kona, Shamakna Makna Loko Kinyano, Vena Chosabo. Avalim Yisker, Moko, Peros, Lokonu Menu, the Skiris Kemecher. Okay. That's not our problem for the moment. So the Ravid Lishitaso thinks that, but you could see already that Kikasev, Logara Mikasev, Huatsmo Kikasev, right, methinks, you know, he doth, I wouldn't say protest, but work too hard. Okay? It's like a occupational hazard, you know, in the Sugya in a way, right? Because, like, what exactly is this? That's why the Gemara is having trouble. Everybody's having trouble, right? But Beya, Peiros, Isav Apokos Mishav Pruta, like, it's tough. Okay. But at least these two Ravids are in direction. Clearly. The Rambam, you know, is a problem. Because the explanation, what does it mean? What does it get? Go back to the Eina Kinyan Miyadakotin Klum Shak Kinyan Bishtar. Behina Eidim Chosmin Ella Al Shtar Adam Gadol. Let's assume that for the moment. When it comes to a shtar, right, the Kinyan Shtar only works for a Gadol. In Eidim Chosmin Ella Al Shtar Shal Adam Gadol. What does that have to do with Kinyan? Well, the Rambam says Shak Kinyan Bishtar. That's true. But so what? That's the question of the... Who's the question? Magi Mishnah? Magi Mishnah... I think it's Magi Mishnah. Magi Mishnah, I think, asks the question. He says, listen, what does it mean, Shakinyan Bishtar? What does it mean?
It's not some time of Chabir, like Kinyan HaKotan, Lama Husover, Shein HaMoel, Lefi Shastam, Kinyan L'Ksiva Omeh, Lefi Shein HaRoy, L'Ksiva, Eino Kinyan.
That's what he's referring to. I mean, the Gemara says, Stam Kinyan L'Ksiva Omeh, and elsewhere, the Gemara says, I told you to look at the Gemara Daf Mem, Kinyan Bifnei Shnayim, right, the Ein Tzarich Lomar Ksovu, same thing. Meaning, if you do a Kinyan Chazaka, or a Kinyan Mesira, or Hagbah, or whatever it is, or Kesef for that matter, it doesn't automatically mean that you can write a Shtar. Right? Writing a Shtar is a big deal. Writing a Shtar could have consequences in terms of Nechasim Mishubadim, because a Milu Bishtar or a Kinyan Bishtar is different than Baal Peh. Right? It can have consequences in terms of what we call Shtar Chaviyadi, my boy. Right? If there's a Shtar out there and I say, I paid you, right? Then the guy waves his Shtar, I can almost see it, right? He says, Shtar Chaviyadi, my boy. What do you mean you paid me? You would either have a Shovar, a receipt, or you would have insisted on ripping up the shtar. Shtar chabiyadi, my boy, well, how come I'm holding on to the shtar if you paid me? It's So writing a shtar is not inconsequential. Okay? And therefore, you know, the fact that kinyan, stam kinyan, the, you know, the ksiva omed, or omer, you know, b'fnei shnayim, you know, or kinyan b'fnei shnayim, ain't sar kolomo, ksovu, that's a big deal. But how big a deal is it? So that, according to the Magen Mishnah, that's what's being said here. You can convert a kinyan sudar to a shtar, but, you know, there's no shtar for a katan. And therefore, you know, consequently, there's no kinyan for katan. So, that makes sense? Why not just say that the din of kinyan b'fnei shnayim, or stam kinyan l'ksiva omeid, doesn't apply to ketanim? Just because a kinyan automatically converts to a shtar means that if the shtar part doesn't go, then the kinyan part won't go? Does the answer explicitly or not? Here, kavanos lema da kinyan. One second. In the gomer. Yeah, go ahead. Then you may be involved. My Indian say, go ahead.
My Inzel Adimio Shah, Kinyan Kikasef, that's on the right. Is that right?
No, right. That's on the right. Yeah, that's on the right. Where's the part where he. Where's the part where he. Is it not him? I'm definitely not making this up. We're going to stop here in one more minute. And then we'll try to finish this Mirat Hashem on Thursday. And we'll try to do Chalukah Shutfin if we can also, whenever we can. Where's this critique of the Rambam? Oh, here it is. Nosan tama mechaber lekinyan katan, lefishastam kinyan omeid, v'kol shein roi l'ksiva, kol shein roi l'ksiva eino kinyan. Where's it? I'm reading halachatas. Where does he ask? Doesn't he ask here? So good. In this case, there won't be a shtar. I'm not making that up.
That's the last line.
That's the last line where? Sof davar eni roi b'chol ma'ashev yaravid. Not here? Definitely here somewhere. Okay, I have to find it. But there is a different girsa in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch has a different girsa. I think I mentioned it. The Shulchan Aruch has a, instead of bit, he has a chaf. But clearly that's not the girsa in the Rambam. I mean, it goes, Eila kinyan miyala katan klum, Shakinyan kishtar, the ein ha'edim chosmim elal shtar shalatam gata. So that solves one problem. You know, why should kinyan suda be a victim of its greater ambition and greater effect? So just don't give it that extra. You know, the answer is no. We're not saying bi, we're saying ki. Another question is, what do you mean by that? Like, why is it kishtar? Right? And that's already easier to explain, because either way we have a problem to explain, you know, manishtana kinyan sudar mikol hakinyanim, you know, to convert into a shtar. Right? So you could say, oh, because that's one answer would be, that's the umdana. When you do it this way, that's implied. It's the ubiquitous one. It's whatever. fits better with Shtar. A lot of Rishonim explain it that way. However, obviously the more attractive explanation is that there is a common denominator between Kinyan Sudar and Shtar, which is why even in Perakei Halacha Tes, as we discussed, I'm sorry, even in Perakei, right, when he taught in the end there, he slips in the Shtar case, as somebody pointed out. Who pointed out? You pointed out? It's like, so that's correct. That's what I was kind of referring to then, back to this. And there's a discussion in the Rishonim, like, can you stop that if you want? Like, if it's an umdana, you can say, but I don't want to. Right? If it's not an umdana, maybe you can't stop it even if you want to. If it's not an umdana, it's an open question. But it is a machlokas Rishonim. Can you say, yes, kinyan, but this one doesn't turn into a shtar, I don't allow. If you can't do that, that's remarkable. Either way, if it isn't stam to stam, an umdana, but it's because of some sort of common feature, so then you can understand the girsa, shakinin kishtar, just like there's no chasima on a shtar of a katan, there's no kinin sudar. But then, frankly, you don't need the kid anymore, if you ask me. Then you can read the Gemara Kipshuto, you can read the Ram Kipshuto. Ena kinin miyana katan klum, shakinin bishtar, the eno edim chosim el ashtar shalom gadol. Even without the chafademia, what you're really saying is, it's not a coincidence that a kinyan converts into a shtar. It's because they share something in common. And therefore, the fact that shtar is limited to Adam Gadol means that kinyan is limited to Adam Gadol. So what is it that they share in common? The answer is the concept of Das HaMishayim, the extra level of commitment, right? The of Hakna, precisely because Kinyan Sudar works midin das, albeit in a framework of a Kinyan, whether it's Kelel Shamakna or Kelel Shokona, right? But in the end of the day, it's a Kinyan of Gemiras Das, right? And therefore requires a higher level of commitment in the Skaibus, called, you're obviously to call it Das in the Skaib, not just Das Makna, or Das, not just Ratzon in the name of Reb Chaim. So that happens to be probably a fundamental requirement of shtar as well. Right? The shtar has to be written midas hamischayim. Otherwise, according to some Rishonim at least, you run into the problem of mipiem, right, velo mipik sabam, you know, to use the felicitous language of the Balamor in Yevamos, it's okay to have mipi ksavo, you just can't have mipi ksavam. So I'll explain that a little bit when we pick up on Thursday. What is it about shtar? Very briefly, and that explains that overlap, and to see a little bit about that. But that would explain what the Rambam's saying, that we still need to talk a little bit about some of the consequences of that briefly. And of course, this, you know, goes to the question of kinyan dvarim, is it more likely, or not real kinyan dvarim, the ones in between, are they more likely to work with shtar than other kinyanim? And even then, with kinyan sudar more than shtar, the comment of the Magid Mishnah. Okay, so we'll try to finish with this and then move to Chalukas HaShutpin and Yitz Hashem on Thursday.